This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas, but ahead of Christmas, there's some people in this country dealing with the aftermath of wicked tornadoes. The last couple of days, we've been talking about New Orleans and pieces of Louisiana, other places close to New Orleans and Shreveport, where tornadoes ripped through the area. Same thing with Fort Worth, Texas, even in Grapevine, Texas, which is very close to that airport, not too far from Fort Worth, in between Fort Worth and Dallas. So there you go. Plus lots and lots of snow. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us here on this show. We got a lot of things that we're going to get to, including conversations that can affect you, talking about housing with Brian Sherman from B of A, and also some last-minute gifts. And what do you do when you're up against tick, 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 the clock? I can remember as a kid. Do any of you have this story? I'll just tell you this right from the get-go. Now I'm pretty good about getting things ahead of time, kind of storing things up during the year. That's the best way to do it, right? You're thinking of people, and you pick up something here or there, and then suddenly got a bag full of things that mean something. But running around as a teenager, you're just not thinking that way. And I want to say it was Christmas Eve, and I can remember being with my brother, and we were frantically scooping things up, what we needed to put in stockings, whatever it was. I just remember being at the local pharmacy, and it was like somebody had made a wild run through the pharmacy. There was nothing left. Well, should we get Pez dispensers? Are we going to go for the Pez dispensers? But it's not about the gifts, right? It's about being with family, and I think that was the big lesson that he and I learned along the way throughout our lives, that that's really, really what it's about. I mentioned the weather and the fact that it was just a crazy day. Even in Florida, there was a huge tornado, went on the ground, dipped on the ground. Luckily, it didn't stay around for too long. This was in St. Petersburg, Florida, but it did demolish the backyard and trees, etc., all that it came in contact with, the big funnel cloud, but didn't kill anyone, thank goodness. And they didn't even realize it had happened. It was an F1, boom, it was down, then it was gone. And then they saw the destruction in a tree that ultimately ended up falling over. For other people, there were lives lost. We know we talked about the mother and her 8-year-old son who were found in separate areas, and that coming out of Louisiana. There are a lot of people with injuries. And it's always so tricky with tornadoes because you just don't know. You get sometimes the warnings, but what do the warnings mean? I've talked about that before. Where are you going? And what happens when all of a sudden that freight train is coming right towards you? The ice and the snow is just crushing parts of the East Coast and even the Midwest. More than a foot of snow has covered parts of the upper Midwest since Monday. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota. The mothership, they were telling me just a short while ago that even a satellite dish had to be dusted off because there was so much snow. And Wisconsin was also hit with that, mid-Atlantic region, New England, same thing, parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, several inches of snow. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little slushy after that, but if you get those freezing temperatures and then you get that ice, you get that glazing, that's when it's deadly, when you have to hit the roads. It's a good idea to check and see what the roads are doing while the people in the East are hunkering down. The tornado survivors in the South are looking at the damage. So the idea of all of a sudden everything just blowing up, like I said, looking at a map and looking at that storm system that now has turned into snow and ice for other places, it has just been a wild, wild couple of days, just a wild couple of days. So we hear you, for everybody that's listening, heartbreaking, St. Charles Parish, and also in all those other areas that were dotted along New Orleans, right? Montez is another one. You had just a lot of places on various sides of New Orleans that were hit. In St. Charles, more than 50 structures were damaged. And you look at the aftermath, and, you know, what do you see? You see where it looks like lumber everywhere, shreds of paper. It's just demolished. That's what a tornado does. It just smashes things in its path. And the thing that's scary is in Union Parish, on when the tornado touched down, and it was an EF3, it was 500 yards wide at its largest point, on the ground for 9 miles. So that's not a quick touchdown, boom, and then it's gone. That's much different. So 20 people injured, and the tornado demolished parts of an apartment complex and a mobile home park, too. That's what the Farmerville police are saying. So we hear you, Louisiana. You really took it. You really did. Same thing with Mississippi, parts of Alabama, parts of Florida got a little bit of that, too. But a lot of tornadoes on the 13th, 14th, and on the 15th. So you never, ever, ever, ever know, that's for sure. All right, in the meantime, the other thing that is getting a lot of, I think, conversation in our world, and I say that it's about what's happening in your backyard and mine, it's the common denominator. And the common denominator for all of us is, of course, the economics of life. And while we are celebrating the holidays, and it isn't about the gifts, like I said, it's about the being together, you do realize something, that how many people are living paycheck to paycheck. And the amount of Americans living paycheck to paycheck is 63%. This is one survey, but a pretty good survey. It's the Lending Club report, and they reported that 63, that's the number, up from 60% the previous month. And, of course, March was a tough month, 64%. And, you know, when you look at that, Americans are cash-strapped, and everyday spending is outpacing their income. So, you know, it's like when you hear people say, well, you should save for a rainy day and you got to have a plan. But it's hard to have a plan when you're just going paycheck to paycheck and trying to make things work. And so often what part of that is that you're juggling what you're doing with a family. You know, that's the other thing. Sometimes the side hustle is great, but sometimes that's not possible for people because of the challenges that they have with family and what they have to do with family. They can't possibly do that. So, of course, if you could plan to save, if you could audit some of what you're paying for, like if you're going to Starbucks every day, we know that. Of course, that's going to add up. But I don't think it's always all about that. And when we saw that the Federal Reserve hiked its target federal fund rate half a point to the highest level in 15 years, and that's supposed to help curb inflation, one can only hope that that's the case, because the higher prices do not seem to be coming down. By the way, Lending Club's Paycheck to Paycheck report is based on a survey of about 4,000 adults in the U.S., and that was through the entire month of November. Brian Sherman, next.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. options. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Joins us. He's a wealth management lending exec with Bank of America, and he joins us for some incredible insights on home buying, all part of this fascinating home buying insights report that just came out by B of A. So, Brian, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
So, what did the B of A latest home buyer insights report really reveal about why there's a housing shortage, which we're talking about a lot on this show in the U.S.?
Yeah, so there are $85 million owner-occupied homes in the United States. 70% of them are owned by Gen X and baby boomers. And what our survey told us is that 70% of them plan to or already have retired in the home they already own. That coupled with a decade of insufficient home building, pandemic where homeowners may have chosen to retire or downsize and didn't, and then the largest generation, the millennials, have started to settle down and buy houses. And all of that has created more demand than there is public supply.
Yeah. I want to go back to something you said. It's fascinating. Gen X and boomers planning to stay in their homes during retirement. Why is that?
Well, the survey told us that, they felt like they've built memories and raised their family in the home. 80% of them simply said, we like our home and we like it because we've spent a lot of time making it the home we want it to be. So about 20% said they put a lot of work into it. Interestingly enough, the survey told us that 60% of them have done some sort of remodel or renovation that has now made this match their lifestyle. You couple that with high interest rate environment, affordability concerns, and then just with low inventory, can they find the home that they would want to be in?
Yeah. So there must be some advantages to this. How can they use it to their advantage?
Yeah, it's a great question, Kate. So throughout the pandemic, homeowners have seen $5 trillion in equity earned within their homes. And so what the survey told us is that these boomers and Gen Xers plan to utilize that equity, either tapping it through a home equity line of credit or some sort of a cash-out refinance to live out their retirement dreams, to invest the earnings in something else, and then in some cases to complete home renovations, maybe to prepare them for the lifestyle of retirement.
Mm, interesting. So then it's always about, you know, fast forward to who comes next. You mentioned millennials briefly. What are Gen X and baby boomer homeowners doing to help the next generations?
Yeah, it's a great question. The survey basically told us that as their next generations are taking the step towards homeownership, they plan to give them money or in some cases maybe even give them their home to sell at a later time. Another third said that they intend to pass their home down to their next generation to live in. And interestingly enough,
all right, so it was an interesting conversation with Brian in talking about what is happening with the mortgages and what he found out, what they found out in this Bank of America report. And I looked at the numbers and the numbers that he was finishing up there and talking about, and the numbers speak for themselves, you know, talking about the Gen Xers and baby boomers owning about 70% of the owner-occupied homes in the U.S., meaning their plans for home ownership and retirement are weigh heavily on the real estate market. About 70% of them plan to or have already retired in the same home they were in before reaching the milestone. Some might blame the 45-plus crowd for creating the housing shortage that first-time home buyers are up against, but that isn't the complete picture. So, you know, 38% give the next generation money for a home or give them their home to sell. He's talking about that. 36% pass down their home for the next generation. And 12 offer to live together in a multi-generational space. And here's more of what Brian was talking about.
12% said that they're going to offer the next generation to live together with them and create a multi-generational space.
Wow. So this is all good stuff. What advice do you have for the first-timers, the first-time home buyers hoping to get a
yeah.
place of their own?
Well, I think that to any first-time home buyer who's hearing that, you know, home prices are up, rates have increased, and inventory is low, many of them may be thinking this may be the time just to sit on the sideline and wait. You know, what we always encourage people to understand is that there is no right time to buy. The right time to buy is when you are emotionally and financially ready to do it. There is absolutely no reason to ever rush into homeownership. So we always recommend that you start out by, you know, engaging with a real estate professional in your local market, a mortgage professional in your local market, and tap into some of the resources that exist in your local market, like nonprofits who offer home buyer education courses, or financial institutions like Bank of America who offer an online education series to help you prepare for home ownership.
Yeah, that's all great. Where can our listeners go to learn more?
Yeah, listeners can go to the mortgage section of the bankofamerica.com website.
Yeah, perfect. Brian Sherman, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, good conversation. That report really shows something, that's for sure. And as he mentioned, there's a great place to go and find it and look that up, and places to get a hold of people as well with B of A. Fed and the interest rate hike, again and again, this conversation has come up in the last couple of days because that just happened on Wednesday. So they raised the key short-term interest rate by half a percentage point, dialing back from the outsized hikes as they're trying to figure out this, then this is their game, the aggressive side of things to tame soaring inflation. The central bank forecasts another 3/4 point in rate increases next year, more than it actually is estimating before. So they're signaling they believe inflation is still too high, and they're not backing off their hard-nosed kind of battle, as the USA Today put it. I was reading their take on it, to subdue it despite growing recession risk, because this is what we're concerned about, is recession, recession, recession. So they had the two-day meeting, and again, they reiterated that ongoing rate increases are going to be appropriate. They're trying to, they say, break the cycle, bring it down. In fact, at the news conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, you know, showing inflation easing in October, November, we're welcome, and the report is very much what we had hoped for. But, you know, I just keep shaking my head and thinking, we have the dreaded R word, you know, recession, flying around us. And I see lots of people in the middle class struggling. Certainly in lower incomes, there's a struggle. But even in the disappearing middle class, I can see it. And people talk about it all the time. So will this method really work, or will it continue to put the squeeze on? It's like talking about the job market and what's happening in the job market. And I mentioned that before, right? But look at holiday shopping, $11.3 billion. Holiday shopping, Cyber Monday spending, all-time record. So there is also, I think, the other side of it is spending to feel good, right? People spend to feel good, but then there's this paycheck to paycheck thing. So it's really interesting times that we're in. We're kind of like on a seesaw where we're going up and down, and there doesn't seem to be the in the middle steady. Like we're just gently doing it. It seems like, you know, when your buddies on the playground would jump on it and they would smash it, and you'd either go flying up in the air or you'd be the one that would go down and smack down hard. And I think people are still smacking down hard, even though we are seeing interesting things that are happening with some numbers. I mean, really look at what's going on with the CPI. The last couple of those CPI reports, you know, that consumer spending, looking at that and the reaction to that is it just a key indicator? So a better economy would keep inflation, you know, higher for longer, forcing the Fed to raise rates more sharply. What did we see on Wednesday? Head off a favorable market reaction. Yeah. The world we live in. It's time to sit on Santa's lap, right? That's what I think. All right. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Building quite a hit from Mother Nature in the upper Midwest and Northeast tonight and tomorrow. Winter storm tracks across the country and from the coast. New York State stands to receive heavy rain, damaging winds, and even some snow from this storm system. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Our peak is going to be about 1 to 2 inches per hour Thursday night through Friday.
She says the state's prepared thousands of utility workers, along with snow plows, salt and sand for the roads and other affected parts of the state. Russian officials being hit with a new round of sanctions from the U.S. One Russian oligarch is among those targeted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as, quote, a close associate of President Putin. Nearly two dozen Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. The Biden administration announcing today that starting today, you could order four more mail-in COVID-19 tests. Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tech fan, last minute tech gifts for gadget lovers, they're all over my life, probably yours too. Perfect person to have on this show, Justine Santaniello. Boy, oh boy. Just think about this. A couple of her items landed on Oprah's favorite things, and I have to believe they're going to be on the top of a lot of people's lists. This is last minute shopping. It is crunch time. Thankfully, she is with us. Justine, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, my gosh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
So here's the big question right off the top. What advice do you have for us that are last-minute shoppers? And I raise my hand. I'm one of those.
So am I. You are not alone. And I really just like to tell people, don't panic. You know, this is not years back. You can still get great gifts, even down to the wire. And the gifts that I'm presenting to you, not only are they unique and great gifts, but you can still get them. You could still go to your big box stores. You could still go online and order them. There's still time. And I always recommend giving like a little handwritten note. I feel like something about a handwritten note makes people think that you put a lot of effort into something. So you're going to pick up one of these gifts that I'm going to tell you guys about, wrap it nice, put your handwritten gift note in there, and no one's ever going to know.
Love it. And of course, the thing that we keep seeing tons of information on, and I'm a big fan of this, is MetaQuest 2. But how does it work? I'm confused on some of what it offers.
Sure. Okay. So for anybody who's not familiar, MetaQuest 2 is an all-in-one wireless virtual reality headset. So you've probably seen these or seen commercials for them. We have one at home. It is incredible. It is truly an immersive experience that takes you to different destinations. There are different apps and experiences within MetaQuest too. So games, fitness, you can watch movies, you could stay connected to friends and family that you're not with in person, which is why I also like it as a gift idea for the holidays, because if there are friends and family you don't get to be with for the holidays, you guys can meet up through the MetaQuest too. You can play games together, you could create avatars for each other. It's a really, really fun and also unique gift idea.
So obviously you know your way around this this metaverse for sure. So tell us about your favorite VR games.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different games to choose from with the MetaQuest 2, which I like, depending on your likes and interests. My personal favorite is Beat Saber. So this is a rhythm game. It's all about music, which I love. They're featuring all of the top artists today, Lady Gaga, Lizzo, The Weeknd, you name it. You could play with other players, really get into the spirit. I think it's very fun for parties. Now, if let's say you have an NFL lover on your list, which I feel like we all probably do, NFL Pro Era is incredible. Now, I'm not really even a sports person, but I can appreciate this. It's the first ever fully licensed NFL virtual reality simulation game. So you truly feel like you are on the field. You know, you hear the crowds, you see the crowds, you see the grass. I mean, you become the quarterback of your favorite team, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Boy, no kidding. And so you think about that, and then you bounce to workouts. I'm a huge workout person, so this is big for a lot of people listening. What do you do for the workout lover in our lives? What suggestions do you have for them?
So through the MetaQuest 2, and this is why I also like the MetaQuest 2 as a gift, right? Look at all of these different things that you can use it for all in one. So it's like a value to me. So for fitness, it makes fitness immersive. You know, imagine using virtual reality, but for your workout routine. So unique class options. So let's say boxing, dancing, but there's also meditation options, which I think is really cool. So, cause we all know if you love fitness, it's a mind-body connection. So you get to work out the mind and the body. And, you know, you get to choose your locale for a lot of these classes. So imagine doing your favorite boxing class, but on the beach.
Ooh, I love that. On the beach is always good, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's immersive. I think it makes fitness more fun. So let's say you are getting the MetaQuest 2 for somebody, they want to use it for fitness, but they're not a fitness person. This might make them more inclined to do their classes because it's a lot more fun than going to a gym or doing a workout in your basement.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be interesting, I think, for a lot of people listening too. What are Ray-Ban stories and how does that work?
Yes, this is very cool. I've never seen anything like this before. So it's basically the Ray-Bans that we all know and love, right? The glasses. But now they include HD cameras and speakers built in them. So this is Meta's first ever smart glasses. So they can capture content like videos, photos, but from your unique point of view, you know, truly from your eyes point of view, which you can't really fully get with just your phone. Everything is hands-free, messaging, calling, you can listen to music. And what I really like is that it's not just one pair, right? That's mass produced and everyone has the same one. It's 28 different combinations of frames, lenses, colors. You can have the Ray-Ban stories on your prescription glasses, your sunglasses, your transitions glasses. I mean, these are going to be the most unique glasses you'll ever have.
Love it. So now the big question, where do we go for more information?
Of course. So you guys could go to meta.com. They'll have everything for the Ray-Ban stories, MetaQuest 2, where to buy. And as I mentioned, it is not too late for either.
Nice. Justine, this was fabulous. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me and happy holidays.
You too.
And glasses, the idea that it can just capture content for whatever it is you're looking for content-wise seem very, very cool to me. It's really interesting to hear the things that are happening in the metaverse and what's going on with tech. Let's go to football, as we have a couple minutes here left in this segment. We don't have a man cave this time around, and I got a bunch of email in our mailbag segment coming up in our next hour asking me about the 49ers and the kid quarterback. Well, the rookie quarterback, Brock Purdy, with a pair of touchdown passes to George Kittle. And guess what? The Niners are in. They won their first NFC West title since 2019. They knocked off the Seahawks 21-13 in Seattle on Thursday night. So this is their third starting quarterback, San Francisco. But they have so many elements. They have so many big players on that team, and they really have stepped up, including Purdy. I mean, look, he connected on his first 11 pass attempts, including one really sweet pass, a 28-yarder, to Kittle in the first quarter. So he's getting it. Yeah, he really is. He finished 17 of 26 for 217 yards. So if you want to just throw in another piece of history, he joins Aaron Rodgers from the Packers as the only quarterback since at least 1950 to have a passer rating of at least 115 in each of their first two starts. And there's some great elements, like Christian McCaffrey being picked up was beautiful in mid-season, right? So Kittle had four catches, but Christian McCaffrey rushed for 108 yards, including a one-yard touchdown run in the final minute of the first half. That followed a Seattle turnover, because that turnover led to those points. So, I mean, there you go. Seattle lost for the fourth time in five games, and the chances of the playoffs for them are getting weaker and weaker and weaker. So here it was in front of their home crowd, and they were feeling like they were going to be able to overcome the critical mistake, but they couldn't do it. So, I mean, this is huge for San Francisco. They host Washington on December 24th. Seattle's at Kansas City on December 24th. So, of course, we're talking about Christmas Eve. It's so fun to watch some of these games on Christmas Eve. This story has made me just really sad. You know, there's so much content that, as a content curator, that I process. But when I see the faces of those college kids in Idaho, to me, it's just the worst of the worst. And the fact that nobody is being held responsible for this, I can't imagine being parent of one of these students that was murdered. So now there is one interesting little piece that has started to break on this. They're looking for this white car. The owner of a property near the home where the four University of Idaho students were killed last month told Fox News Digital that he turned over surveillance video showing a white car zoom by around the time of the murders. So the detectives have reached out to this landlord and asked for the surveillance footage recorded from that camera on top of this six-unit rental building that he owns, which is close to the murder scene. And they looked at it again and again and again, and they were able to come up with it's a white Hyundai Elantra that was seen near the crime around that same time. So they're looking for that car. I mean, will it lead to anything? Is it going to be fruitful? Who knows? But questioning the idea of that and trying to, you know, unravel this riddle to me is so vital. I mean, even for students on that campus, because they're not feeling safe. It's an awful, horrible thing that happened. And somebody needs to be held responsible for it. I mean, the people around these students, the people who are close to them, they're getting help. But how do you get to the other side of this? And part of that is to find out, to unravel what happened, to be able to come up with answers as to how did this happen, what was the reason, all of that. So, you know, even some of the families are talking about hiring PIs because they want this investigation to press on. They want a suspect. They don't want this left in the dark. And I can hardly blame them, right? All right, we're rounding the final turn. We've got some interesting stuff with Molly Almodarvo next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, so we're knee-deep into shopping, and boy, do we need help. A lot of us do, I know, because you've been writing to me here in this vast audience. So we have some great deals for all the beauty lovers on your list. Joining us with the scoop, beauty expert Millie Almodovar is with us. And Millie, we are thrilled to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So where do we start?
Well, you know, holiday shopping can be stressful, time-consuming, and expensive, which are all things you really shouldn't have to worry about. Now, lucky for you, I've got the hottest scoop on trendy yet affordable gift ideas that you can get for everyone on your list at CVS. They really are the one-stop shop offering incredible holiday beauty deals to help you stock up on everything you need without breaking the bank. From the skincare enthusiast, the beauty obsessed, to guys that love grooming, they have something for everyone, and they're on a mission to make holiday shopping easier and more convenient than ever. They have so many great gift sets from both trending and iconic brands, such as Pixi, Essie, Burt's Bees, and more. They even have hundreds of gifts for under $20 and even $10 from great brands like e.l.f., Kristen S., Neutrogena, Maybelline, Kiss, CoverGirl, and more. Now, I personally grab so many things from my friends and family. Now, some of my favorites are the Pixi Rose Glow Routine Gift Set. I love this one because it comes with everything you need for an easy three-step routine. It has makeup cleansing cloths, a rose cream cleanser, their cult favorite glow Glow Tonic, and the Rose Flash Bomb. Then you've got the Essie Holiday Longwear Nail Polish Set. This creates salon-quality longwear manicures at home without the UV lamp. It looks just like gel, but it removes like regular polish with no harsh soaking, scrubbing, or scraping needed.
Wow, that all sounds good. I was just thinking in my mind, the people on my list as you were running down it and thinking stocking stuffers and then bigger presents. That's wonderful. And of course, where I struggle sometimes is the hubs, and I know there's a lot of women that feel the same way. What about for the men on the list?
Yes, so finally for the man on your list, we've got the Beard Kit from The Wood. It's the perfect grooming routine starter kit. It comes with a beard wash, beard oil, and a beard balm. Now, these are so great for Secret Santa, White Elephant, and of course, you can't forget a self-care treat for yourself. CVS has amazing products to help you care for your health and wellness from the inside out all year long. And even more, they make it so easy to shop and save. You simply head in the store or shop online. You can even buy online and pick up in store. And I really hope this helps your holiday shopping. Be sure to scan the QR code for more details.
Oh, I was just thinking, you made it simple. As soon as we're done this, I'm not kidding you, like in a half an hour, I'm going to skedaddle over to CVS, so thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good one, Millie.
Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
You too. So there you go. It's funny. It's just like my story about going to the pharmacy to get things for the stockings. And it's true. CVS, if you go in there, there's so many things that you can obviously find. And they are stocked up. I was just in there the other day. I was getting cards and wrapping paper and that kind of thing. All right. As we finish up here for this hour of the show, just bring it back around to what happened as I got so many people telling me that they knew people that were right in the middle of those tornadoes. And boy, oh boy, it's just, you know, I look at New Iberia, Louisiana, I look at that medical center and the windows that were blown out. And then you look at, it just kept getting worse and worse, right? You look at St. Charles Parish, which I mentioned, the 56-year-old woman who died after a tornado hit her house, and all the people that are still in hospitals. You look at Texas, Wise County, and near Paradise, and Decatur, a place I used to go through all the time, homes splintered, roofs ripped off. You look at Wayne, Oklahoma, tornado damaging homes and barns, and luckily no injuries, but homes flattened or roofs just completely peeled off, like someone had taken a can opener and just opened up the top of the house. So a lot of people still dealing with power outages because a lot of lines were knocked down, you know, and you think like in Gretna, Louisiana, I was talking about that the other night, that they thought when the sun came up, you know, it's going to be probably worse than we thought. And when the sun came up, it was much more devastating because when it's dark, it's one thing. You're looking for who's alive, what's happening. And then you see the reality of what has happened to these people and how many buildings and homes were destroyed. And people survived in bathtubs. And I talked about this, that the one time I had the scare, we did what everybody told us to do. You get in the bathtub. You huddle in the bathtub. Because if it comes over you, if it comes near you, and it rips things around you, that's the safest place that you can be. And people did that, and it saved their lives. Because they were able to hang on. They were able to be deep into that. When you think about the town of Farmerville, and that tornado was an EF3. You know what an EF3 is? It's you're going to be lucky if you survive it. 140-mile-an-hour winds, and it just ripped its way through. And there's reports of like 50 tornadoes since Tuesday. Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. You get it, right? It's what happens, but it just feels like, is it that we're paying that much more attention to it? It just feels like there have always been tornadoes, but it feels like there's more with the weather systems that are happening. And people will say, this has never happened here before. Never. and they're not prepared really for it. I mean, if we could all have a bunker, it'd be great. If you, your neighbor, and the people across the street had a big enough bunker and you just open that baby up and you go down into the earth and you're covered off, that's one thing. But when you have to rely on, okay, now what do? And the bathtub is it. That is pretty scary. To hear that noise, I never want to hear. The noise that I've heard so many people tell me from the start of my career, it felt like a freight train was right on top of me. That noise, that feeling, I think that would be one of the worst possible noises that you could hear, not knowing, especially with kids and other people around you, not knowing if you're going to get through that at that moment, because some of these clouds, you know, these big funnel clouds will just pull you out. And we certainly, absolutely, absolutely have seen that. I mean, frightening stuff. No doubt about it. Frightening, frightening stuff. So make sure you pay attention when you hear about these tornadoes. I mean, even today, I was paying attention to it because we had a tornado warning. And people are texting me, and I'm like, okay, I'm aware. I'm trying to figure out what to do. And not close to me, but close enough, right in the general area. And there were warnings around us, and you could hear sirens and that kind of thing, but nothing like the people in Louisiana went through, or any of those other states that I described. Very, very, very crazy time, and crazy right before the holidays. Some people in these awful, awful situations. And I'm going to finish with this one because I've been asked this a lot. Having traveled with the Border Patrol many times in my career, there is no question, yes, we have a problem, obviously, at several border crossings, and then those areas that are open in Arizona and in Texas and in California, frankly. So the Department of Homeland Security, on Thursday, they revealed that they've got this emergency 6-point plan to tackle the crisis as to what do we do with the potential chaos at the border, and what does that mean, right? Because now you're looking at the policy called Title 42 that's going to expire. So even the governor of California is saying, it's not working. We're in trouble. We got to take some responsibility and ownership because they're overburdened in California. They're overburdened in Arizona. They're overburdened in Texas, right? What do they do? How do you get through and brace for more? Because there's horrific things that are happening in parts of Central and South America, and people are coming over to escape for fear of their lives. This cannot sit in the background any longer. Something has to seriously be done. Not a bunch of talk, real, real action. So let's see what happens with Title 42 expiring. On that note, we're dancing off the stage. Happy, happy, merry, merry to all of you, because we're getting closer to that day for those who celebrate Christmas. I hope you're checking people off your list. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.